Okay, second to last daf in Maseches Tainus. Daf Lamed. We are on Chav Tes Amid Beis. We are on Chav Tes Amid Beis, up to four lines from the bottom, Betanya Idach. The Gemara just quoted a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether Avelus of Tisha B'Av continues after Tisha B'Av. Rav says it only goes until Tisha B'Av, Lefanav, V'la'achra Mutter, but when Tisha B'Av occurs, so then it's all over, there's no Avelus after Tisha B'Av. Again, this is after, we have a minog to continue it through the 10th day by Chatzos. But the Gemara here is having a more, not just that Shita, but maybe even past there, maybe the entire Shavu Shechalbo. That's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara just said, it's a machlokas Tanaim. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas Tanaim. So the Gemara now quotes a parallel machlokas Tanaim. V'tani Idach. And there's another brisa that seems to say it's a machlokas Tanaim. Nenoig Avel Mirosh Chodesh V'adatayinus Dibri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the Avelus of the Tisha B'Av and is what we call the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. Dibri Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the entire month, right? We said Mishnechnas Av Matzah B'Simcha doesn't end. Doesn't end at Tu B'Av, which we're going to talk about Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Doesn't end. Kol HaChodesh Kulo. The whole Chodesh is Aser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Aser Ela Oso Shabbos Bilvad. Only that week. So that either from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, or the whole month, or the whole week. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that all three of these opinions learn out their opinions from the same pasuk. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Hosea, Vishbati kol misosa chaga chadasha v'shabata, and I will cause to rest, meaning kol misosa, all your happiness, all your simcha, meaning the Beis Hamikdash, chaga chadasha v'shabasa. So, Madam Rosh Chodesh V'adatayinus, the one who says that the Avelus is only from Rosh Chodesh to Tisha B'Av Mechaga. He dashes for the word Chaga. What's from Chaga? So, Rashi quotes Chag, Rosh Chodesh can be called Chag. So, from the Chag, like we had Kar Elai Moe, so from that day until Tainus, until Tisha B'Av, that is the Avelus that there's no marker to go further. Umanda Amar Kol HaChodesh Kulo Aser Mechadasha. Umanda Amar Kol HaShabbos Kulo Aser Mishabata. So they each darshan their own word. And as we see, the last two shitos here hold that it goes even the following week, or even more than that. And that's who Shmuel holds, like we said yesterday, that there is an even Avelus after Tisha B'Av. Amar Rava, Halacha Krab Shmuel ben Gamliel, V'yamar Rava, Halacha Krabbi Meir. Two statements of Rava. One says that Halacha is like Krab Shmuel ben Gamliel. Shmuel ben Gamliel says that that week is Aser. Rabbi Meir says from Rosh Chodesh until the fast day. So how do you put these two Ravas together? Same person. V'tshravayu Lakula. Really, Rava was saying both of these Lakula, meaning put these together. We only have Avelus by the common days of these two opinions. Rabbi Meir says you go from Rosh Chodesh, but you don't start from Rosh Chodesh, because Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says you only do that week. But Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says you do the entire week, even after Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Meir says you only do it until Tisha B'Av. So you take both Kula opinions. Vitzricha, and we need both statements. The eats, Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha, Rabbi Meir, because if Rava had only said the halacha, like Rabbi Meir, Hava, Amina, Thila, Meir, Chodesh, I would have thought Rabbi Meir fully, even from Rosh Chodesh, Av, Kamash, Molan, halacha, Krash, Bag. That's why he adds in the halacha, like Rabbi Shmuel, Gamliel. So now we know it doesn't start from Rosh Chodesh, but it starts from that week. The Ishmina halacha kriyab Shmuel Gamliel, and if he would have only said the halacha is like Rosh Gamliel, Hava, Amina, Thila, Achrav, I would have thought the entire week, even after Tisha B'Av. Kamash Molan, Halacha Krabi Meir. That's why he says the other, the Meimra, the Halacha Krabi Meir, so that we know it ends at Tisha B'Av. So, Travayo Lakula. Couple of points. First, the Karen Ora notes, this can't be that Rava is deciding to Paskin like Kulas of Brises. That's not allowed. Can't pick two Brises and Paskin's like the Mekel Shita of both of them. Right? We've had in the past. If you're Machmer like two opinions, you're this. If you're Mekel like two opinions, you're that. You have to be consistent. Second, Rav would say this. So he says, V'nira de'ikru de'hai piska samech ahadatani be'braisa de la'el. Really, it's not Rava that is making up this Hilchasa. It's based on the Braisa that we had earlier on Chavtes Mebeis, where the Braisa says, Eino aser ela osa Shabbos ulofanav bilvad. So really, he's possibly based on that Braisa. Aval amora me'atzmo eino yochol lifsok halacha kekula de'travayu. An amora doesn't have that authority to paskin lakula like two Brises, only lakula. One. Second point is that Tosfos on top. Tosfos here on top says in this Travayhu, the second half of Tosfos, last four lines, Aval Hecha, Tosfos is paskin lamaisa. Aval Hecha dekal Tisha B'Av behei b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, Mutter l'chabes u'lesaper mechatzos ve'elach. You're allowed to, says Tosfos, do laundry and get a haircut after Chatzos, seemingly on Tisha B'Av. B'nei Kvod HaShabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos, they lahamtin at Erev Shabbos with Beitur HaShabbos. If you wait till Erev Shabbos, so then that is going to it's going to be too difficult, and therefore you're allowed to get a haircut and do laundry in the second half of Chatzos, after Chatzos, on Tisha B'Av. Says the Gra, you see the Gra just takes those four lines. Takes them out. Can't be. So what's he based on? He's based on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef can't fathom this Tosfos. What does it say? If Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, you're allowed to start doing haircuts and laundry on Tisha B'Av afternoon, after Chatzos. Says the Beis Yosef in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, V'davar Temahu, Lahatir Ulechabes, Ulesaper, B'yom Tisha B'Av Atzmo. How can you say that's allowed? V'su, he brings two rides from our Gemara. What did we have the Brisa yesterday? If it falls out on Thursday, you're allowed to Usr, the fun of Usr, L'Achar Mutter. So Friday is immediately okay, good. But if it's okay that day, it's Friday. Even Thursday is good. V'su, and also yesterday, when it fell out on Erev Shabbos, what did we say? Chalis b'Erev Shabbos, Im lo kibis v'chamishi mutter ben mincha olamala. And Rabbaya was lying to Leir Abaya. Abaya says, how can you do that? And that's if it falls out on Friday and you're doing it late. So he says it can't be in Lismoch al Harazu. So the Grut takes it out. The Beis Yosef just says, we can't pass in this way. You shouldn't rely on it.
Maybe he meant midnight.
So maybe he meant midnight when?
Normally you have to wait till Thursday afternoon.
Meaning midnight, meaning considering our Mutal Chabbos mechatzos ve'elach. Midnight. But in Lahamdin on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. It doesn't sound that way. Some say maybe he means Wednesday. Maybe he means Wednesday. Wednesday, even though Wednesday, Erev Tisha B'Av, usually it stops, but he means Wednesday. But the Beis Yosef does not think that's possible. He says, Ve'ein Lomar, that it means B'Yom Revi. He says, it doesn't sound that way in the Tosfos. Okay. One thought I mentioned I was going to say yesterday. So what do we have in this Gemara? This Gemara, we talked about what happens after Tisha B'Av. And we mentioned the Minog, which is not in the Gemara, but it's our Minog has developed, that we have Nihugim of Tisha B'Av until Yud B'Av, until the afternoon. The question, though, is a couple days later, we have Shabbos Nachamim. So what nechama do we have? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Hope Bez Hashem we will have. But what's the purpose of Shabbos Nachamim? We're talking about after Tisha B'Av. Or not only that, in the middle of Tisha B'Av, we know certain things change. We know we get up and we sit on chairs in the middle of Tisha B'Av. We know that we put on tefillin in the afternoon. What changed? What changed from the morning to the afternoon? The question is even worse based on yesterday's Gemara. What does the yesterday's Gemara say? That when did much of the fire start? When did the Nachrim start the fire? Tisha B'Av afternoon, mamish. So right when they lit the fire, that's when it gets better. That's when we start sitting on chairs. So what exactly is the message of Tisha B'Av afternoon, let alone Shabbos Nachamim? So the Sefer, I mean, a number of places this is written. There's a beautiful Sefer that came out last year of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on Tisha B'Av. Lord is righteous in all his ways. In English, but put out by Rabbi J.J. Schachter. Last Tisha B'Av I was reading it, I was getting it. I was my wife, I got too much Hana. I don't know if I'm allowed to learn it on Tisha B'Av. But anyway, he asked this question there. He says, why is it possible that we have certain Ihugim that are less extreme right when the Tsar is getting worse? Rav Soloveitchik writes, for the entire day of Tisha B'Av, the Midas Hadin apparently kept on arguing that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was not enough. The people should be destroyed. Think about it. Did the Beis HaMikdash do anything wrong? The Beis HaMikdash did nothing wrong. The people did something wrong. So we should have been destroyed. So the entire Tisha B'Av, up until the point when the fire started, it was still unclear what was going to happen. Were B'nai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, going to be destroyed? Or was the Eitzim V'Avanim going to be destroyed? That was unclear. That is what Yimach Shemo Hitler wanted to do. Hitler burned Bati Medrashim too, but that was not his main desire. He wanted to destroy the entire people. Until late in the afternoon, no one knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy his people or substitute the Beis HaMikdash for them. But after Mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided to take the Mashkon. At Mincha time in the late afternoon, he made the decision that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, but B'nai Yisrael would survive. The very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. The entire nature of Tisha B'Av changes. That's why up until that point we're on the floor, we don't know what's going to be. And that's why we put on tefillin. Because in the tzara we take nechama. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I say this, and that's Shabbos Nachamu. Because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave us. No matter how bad we are. Hopefully it won't be so bad. But however bad it gets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us at that moment that his connection to us is eternal. And therefore, he took his wrath out on the Eitzim V'Avanim. That's what happened at Mincha time. Right? And then we could daven more. Right? We could say Tiskabel. And And we could say other halachas that might kick in. Skabel's unclear, but other halachas. Okay, so that has to do with what happens after Tisha B'Av. Again, in our Gemara, there's a machlokas whether the Nuukim continue. Our Minhag is until the 10th, but that's a thought from Rav Soloveitchik on a message of the middle of Tisha B'Av already, even though the Beis Yosef can't fathom you'll go this far about taking haircuts and washing, but at least certain Nuukim that we do could be explained with that idea. Okay, two dots. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam beis tavshilin. The Mishnah had said that on Erev Tisha B'Av, one is not allowed to eat two cooked items. Can't cook two tafshilin, and the Rabbi Yehuda had said yishani. You just got to change your normal behavior. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo shanu ala b'shei shosu l'malo. I'm b'shei shosu l'mata mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that when does our Mishnah say you're not allowed to eat two tafshilin, two cooked items? That's only late in the day. Second half of the day, b'shei shosu l'malo, after chatzos. But in the morning on Erev Tisha B'Av, eat whatever you want. In the morning. V'yomer Rabbi Yehuda, a second limitation, lo shana el b'su'udah ha-mafsik ba. You only say it's asr to eat two tafshilin by the last meal that you're eating, what we call the su'udah ha-mafsekes. The real su'udah ha-mafsekes, not the one where we eat a lot. The su'udah ha-mafsekes that we have afterwards where we just have bread and eggs. So says the, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, this whole halacha of not having two tafshilin only applies by the real last su'udah. Avo su'udah she'ena mafsik ba-mutter. But the earlier su'udos is okay, v'travayhu l'kula. And again, both of these statements are l'kula, meaning only both are you not allowed. Only if it's the last su'udah and it's after chatzos, do we say that it's also to have two tafshilin. V'tzricha, and we have to make both these statements, because otherwise we would have thought only one. D'yesh minim b'su'udah ha-mafsik ba, if Rav Yehuda only would have said that the su'udah ha-mafsik ba is aser, hava amin afilim mishesh oslamata. I would have thought even if your last meal is in the morning, let's say you're going to be busy later, I would have thought even the meal in the morning, you're not allowed to have two tafshilin. Kamash malon mishesh oslamala. That's why he has to say the other statement, that only in the afternoon, only mishesh oslamala, that's su'udah ha-mafsekes, has the limitation of two tafshilin. The ESPNM shows lamala, and if we would have said only the other statement, afternoon is usr, hava mina fil basuda shayna mafsikba. I would have thought if you have an early lunch in the beginning of the afternoon, that's also usr. Kamash malan basuda mafsikba. That's why we say no, only the last suda, suda mafsikba. So we need both, only the last suda, which takes place in the afternoon. Period. How do you define two tafshilin? What if you have the same food item that's cooked two different ways? Fried and baked. Is that two tafshilin or is that one tafshil? So the Bachlokas and the Rush here. The Rush here in, we haven't done so much Rush on Maseches Tainis because hasn't been as halachal ma'isa, but here in the fourth parak he has a lot. Says the Rush, Kazav Rav Haigon, Shnei tafshilin sha'amru kagon orez va'adashim. Rice and lentils. Shein shnei minim. That's two minim, that's what you're not allowed to have. Farabislav ben Gaius Kasav, Kol Shit of Shilin Hainderak Kavod, Vyasr Chachama Afilu Minechad, Shokitnis O Minchel Yarek. Even if you have the same item, if it's prepared two different ways, it's still a problem. Why? Because what's the issue here? The issue is, here is Derek Kavod. If you have two cooked items, that's Kavodik, and we don't want you to be Bederek Kavod at the Suda Hamafsekes. So it doesn't matter if it's the same food item, says the Rash. He says, Ubitsarfas Makilin, Uba Ashkenaz Machmirin. Right, so there's two different minhagim. So that's one discussion. Can you have the same food item prepared in two different ways? But then, you have a chiddush of Tosfos here. Tosfos says, this only applies to food items that cannot be eaten raw. Eino ne'echal kamoshu huchai. Look at the second half of Tosfos, in Tosfos Erev. Aval pike mi'achar she'inosu no'son mehem tafshil ba'atzmo, im le'yasimu o'shuman o'shum davar, she'inosu mehem eino korei tafshil. Ki lesser abeitzim she'bisim ni'imahim, etc. The kol davar she'u ne'echal kamoshu huchai, kamo chalav, kamo gvidi, kamo tapuchim, ein mehem torez bishol. Baked apple is not considered a tafshil. Cooked cheese is not considered a tafshil. That's what Tosfos says. And the Rush argues. The Rush says, what are you talking about? Where do we have the principle of ne'achal kamoshu chai? Where does that come up? Bishul akum. By bishul, what's bishul akum about? Bishul akum is, did they do something of significance for me? That's why they had the three major atarim of bishul akum is a Jew has to do the entire process. If a guy is involved at all, there's no bishul akum. Number two, if it's a ola al shulchan malachim, right? If it's a davar, if a chashu food item, would it be served at a wedding? Number three, ne'achal kamoshu chai. If it's going to be eaten raw, so then there's no bishul akum, meaning water. A non-Jew could boil up water for me. Why? Because it's ne'achal kamoshu chai. It's not considered that they did anything for me, because I could have eaten it without his help, and therefore it's not going to lead to chasnus, etc. Says the Rush, what's the context here? What this is about, whether it's considered a maisa chashuva? What's the issue, like we just said in the other halacha? The issue here is derech kavod v'tainug. So what does that have to do with ne'achal kamoshu chai? If you're having a cooked item, that's derech kavod. That's tainuk. Doesn't matter if it could be in raw. Right now, it's kavadik to eat such a cooked item. So therefore, the Rush argues, klumwa tam hu elo de beribu tafshilin yish kavad v'tainuk. V'chein ozim tafshilin tovim yidavish necha moshu chai. You don't look at whether it can be eaten raw or not. There's no difference in the chashivas of that food in the result. So therefore, the Rush argues, it does not agree with this hatter of Tosfos. Okay, two discussions of the Rishonim about how do you define two tafshilin. Same item cooked two different ways, and what about ne'echal kamoshu huchai? Says the Gemara now, Tani Kalishna Kamav, Tani Kalishna Basra. We're going to have a brisa supporting the Lishna Kamav, Lishna Basra. This is an unusual usage of Lishna. Usually you have two brises that have a little different form. Here, we're going to prove the first statement of Rav Yehuda and the second statement of Rav Yehuda. So it's unusual usage of the word Lishna. And also, we're going to prove the second one first. Also unusual. Usually you have number one, number two, number one, number two. Tani Kalishna Basra. Let's prove like the second half, meaning that it's only the last suda that you eat. Hasoid Erev Tisha B'Av. Im Asid Lis Otsuda Acheres Motor Le'echol Basar V'Lishos Yain. If you're going to eat later another suda, then you can do whatever you want now. This is not the last suda. V'Yim La Basar Le'echol Basar V'Lishos Yain. Period. That b'risa is mefurish, like the second statement of Rav Yehuda. Tani Kalishna Kama. So there's another b'risa that supports his first statement. Erev Tisha B'Av Yochal Adam Tisha Tishrei Tafshilin. His first statement of only after Chazos. So if a person should not eat two Tafshilin on Erev Tisha B'Av, well Yachal Basav Lo Ishta Yayin, no meat or wine. Interesting. Just put in brackets. Nowhere here do you get the impression that they didn't eat meat or drink wine for the whole 9 days. Right? You don't get that impression anywhere. That's a later minhag. Here it's talking about whether you could eat meat or drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. What do you mean? We don't eat meat or drink wine the whole Tisha B'Av. Right? But that's already in the Rishonim. It's already in the Rishonim. It's not in the Gemara here, but it's in the Rishonim that minhag developed in the discussion about what he do for Avdallah on Shabbos Chazon. But that is a later addition. Again, the Mechaber has 9 days. The Ramah is the one that extends the minhag to certain halachas for the 3 weeks. Okay. Continuing the Brisa, so we haven't gotten up to the Raya yet. Yeshana. Shugam Leal says, you have to be Mishana. You have to change behavior a little bit. I'm Rebbe Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was the Amora. That's what we're trying to prove. This is within the Brisa, so we have the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda the Tana. Ketzan Mishana. So how do you change? If you usually eat two cooked items, eat one. So if usually have a 10-people meal, have a 5-people meal. If you usually have 10 kosos, 10 drinks, have 5 drinks. Here's the raya. So when do we say all this applies, though? Only mutar. So we've proven each sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the limitations only apply to the last meal late in the day. Tanya idach a similar brisa. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shei tafshilin. A person shouldn't eat two tafshilin lo yochal basav lo yishta yayin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. A person shouldn't do that on Erev Tisha B'Av. V'chacham omrim yishane u'mema'id b'basar u'bayayin. Chacham say like Rabbi Yehuda said. You have to change a little bit and just minimize. Case of ma'it. How do you do that? Im ha'yiraga lechol litra basar yochal chasi litra. Ha'yiraga litra lug yayin yishta chasi lug yayin. Intake only half of your normal consumption. If you never have anything, then you shouldn't have anything. You can't have more than you usually have. Yeah?
If this was beferish that it was mutter, how did the minhag develop not to have
it? How did the minhag develop? It wasn't that you're... The minhag, it's not like a taz. That the Torah says something is mutter and you're going to asser it, that it's never going to become... But this is a practice which Chazal later, maybe they fell, as we get further from the Churban, we need more reminders. And we have to have more to remind us that the Churban took place. Again, we have to look up exactly when it started. Rav Shugam Leal says, you're allowed to have dessert. If you're normal to eat radish or maliach, maliach is salted meat, afterward, doesn't have so much taste, or just biyado, you're allowed to have that. Post the Rishonim discuss here what the chiddush exactly is of Rav Shugam Leal, but that's his statement, period. Sorry, it might make you thirsty, right? So maybe you shouldn't be able to. But he thinks you're allowed to. Tanya idach. First, only medium line on the Amud. Kol shehu mishum Tisha B'Av. Aser lechol basar v'aser lishos yayin v'aser lirchotz. Anything mishum Tisha B'Av, which means the su'udah that you are eating for Tisha B'Av, what we call the su'udah hamafsekes. You're not allowed to have meat or wine at that meal, at the su'udah hamafsekes, v'aser lirchotz. And the Gemara says, Once you're eating sudam afsakes, there's no more washing from that point on. Aser lirchotz. Got to take, rinse. If you want to rinse, take a shower only before. Aser lirchotz. Kol she'enu mishum Tisha B'Av. If it's not mishum Tisha B'Av, this means either it's an earlier suda in the day, Or Rashi explains maybe it means the Su'uda Hamafsekes of a Tainus Tzibur, not of Tisha B'Av, one of those two. So then Mutter Lecha Basav L'Shos Yayin, right? There's no such thing as the regular Su'uda Hamafsekes before a Tainus Tzibur, let's say for rain. So you're allowed to do that. So our Gersa is also Lerchotz. Most take that out and change it to Mutter Lerchotz. The Rishash, the Rosh, going back in history, right? They change it to Mutter Lerchotz. So unclear exactly if you say Osir Lerchotz, that might mean on a if you have our Gersa, maybe it means that on a before a regular time it's Seber, even though you could eat, you can't wash yet. But most change the Gersa to Mutter Lerchotz. But what do you see from here? That the Isser Rechitza seems to start at the Sudam of Sekes. Rabbi Shmuel, we'll talk about more about that in a second. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Misham Aviv, Kol Shash, Mutter Lechol, the next word is taken out, Mutter Lerchotz. As long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to be Rochet, says Rabbi Shmuel, meaning, as long as you're eating Sudam of Sekes, you're still allowed to wash. Period. Why wouldn't you be able to, while you're eating the Sudam of Sekes, you're still eating, why would you say that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to wash anymore? Why are you not allowed to wash anymore? So the says the Ramban. This Ramban is quoted in all the Rishonim here. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam is the Ramban Sefer on a number of topics. It talks about Refua, it talks about Avelus, all of Hilchas Avelus, both Avelus personal and Avelus Tzibur, Tisha B'Av, is from Torah Sa'adam. Almost everything is from the Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban there writes, the Kivan Shekibel Olav Mixas Avelus. Once you accept it by yourself, mixes of Elis, meaning you're eating Sudam of Sekes, also Lirchotz. The Afagav da Akati lo Ayel Tishabov. Even though it's not Tishabov yet, Avelis has started. Why? So the Ramban writes, Rechitza Hana'a de la Achar Shahi. Showering is something that you feel the effects of later. It's not just a momentary thing that affects you right now. Rechitza is something that you feel an hour later. Vinire Kirochetz B'Tishabov. And therefore, if you shower after the Suda HaMafsekes, it appears that the shower is L'Shem Tisha B'Av U'Mishum HaChiyasar. That's why it's a problem. But, Avo Bin Ilas HaSando U'Bashar Dini Avelos Ein Noa Gelem Shetekshah. You don't have to change your shoes before the Suda HaMafsekes. You can wear your regular shoes, says the Ramban. That's later. Why? Because that's only B'Shaito. Why? Because that's not something for later. So if you're wearing your shoe, regular shoes now, doesn't appear like you're doing something with Tisha B'Av. You didn't change your shoes yet. That's what the Ramban says. He's mechalik between Rechitza and the others. Dafka Rechitza is usher b'shas l'suda hamafsek, as according to this Gemara, and not others. That is one pshat. The Karen Ora has a different pshat. Different pshat for why is it usher l'rchotz? So he says, because at the time of the suda hamafsekas, you have the status of an onain. Status of an onain. What's the halacha of an onain? An onain is allowed to eat. One is allowed to eat, but he can't eat meat, he can't drink wine, he can't take a shower, can't wash. He says it's like meso mutalafana. That's what we have to feel by sort of, we're Avelus is on Tisha B'Av. But we're an O-name before Tisha B'Av, meso mutalafana. We're going to see a lush in the Gemara like that in a couple of lines. That's the Shita of the Karen Ora. And there's a lot discussed about this Karen Ora, with Sternbach and others, all discussed about this connection of right before Tisha B'Av, we are called an onain, and an onain doesn't change his shoes yet either, right? An onain wears leather shoes. So that's why all the halach is parallel, says the Karen Ora, aninus at that moment. Okay, let's continue. Period. Tana Rabbanan, third wide line. Tana Rabbanan, kala mitzvah zanogas ba'avel, noagos b'tisha B'Av. All halachas that apply to an avel apply to Tisha B'Av. The Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran here point out, this is not exactly this statement. This only applies to the losases of an avel. We don't tear kriya on Tisha B'Av, right? We don't do all the other mitzvahs of avelus. I'll read it to you from the Ran, but the Ran and the Ritva both here say you have to know what this statement means. Yishlomer dahilin yimitzvahs losase enogas ba'avel. The isurim of an avel apply on Tisha B'Av. Avel mitzvahs aseisha ba'avel kfiyas hamita. Right, so all those are not parallel. Only where this statement is regarding the Isurim. The Isurim of an Avel apply to Tisha B'Av. Kfiyas Hamita, turning over the beds, which we'll talk about later. They used to turn over their beds as a sign of Avelos. We'll talk about why that is. Nowadays, we cover our mirrors as a connection. We'll talk about Mahakesha between those two. We cover the mirrors as a zecher to that one. But we don't do Kfiyas Hamita anymore, as Tosis is going to say later. So say everything that's Aser B'Avel is Aser B'Tisha B'Av. Aser B'Achid L'Shasiyah is Aser to eat. And then you see on the side, we add in a word, ubirechitza, and washing, ubisicha, and anointing, ubinil sasandal, wearing leather shoes, patash shamita, being with one's wife. So that is all usser. Yeah. Ah, right. So also, that's also not exactly a parallel. No one's allowed to eat. Yes. So we have here rechitza that was added in. There's an important discussion in the Ritva here. The Ritva says rechitza is aser, but only rechitza shel tainug. Only rechitza shel tainug is aser. The Ritva says aval lehispalel, but to wash your hands before you daven, which some rishonim are very makpid on, mutter. Bein betishma, bein yom kippurim. Just like he says, the Gemara says you can walk through the water to go to your Rebbe on Yom Kippur. Kishem shi'tiyo lavar b'mayin k'di lagba b'nei rabo, v'koshke lagba b'nei ashchina. And therefore, for sure, you could daven. Aval yadav rochis ozo kadarko, lomar, brachos, v'tfila. V'zeh pashut halacha lomaisa. V'shaloka divrei harambam. But I know this is against the Rambam, because the Rambam says there is no rechitza at all on Tishma. So that's an important chiluk machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam. Then he discusses whether you say she'asli kotsarki on Tisha B'Av. Because asli kotsarki usually refers to shoes, and you don't wear leather shoes. He thinks you say it because that's part of the Seder HaBrachos. So that's Rechitza. Continuing, V'yasr likros b'torah b'nevim b'ksuvim. There's an Isser Talmud Torah. Isser Talmud Torah by an Avel and by Tisha B'Av. V'lashanos b'mishnah b'talmud u'b'medrash u'b'halachos u'b'agados. Can't learn anything. Aval kori hu'bakashin aragal likros v'shon hu'bakashin aragal lishnos. But you're allowed to learn something that you're not used to, because it's not going to be it's not going to be enjoyable. We'll finish the statement first. You're also allowed to read sad parts of Tanakh. You're allowed to learn Kinos, you're allowed to say Kinos, you're allowed to learn Eov, Yirmiyahu. Vitinoko shel beis rabban, let's do our girsa first. Betalin. The children close the yeshivas on Tisha B'Av, because Bikudishem Shem Sam Chilev. This is the makar, the reason for everything, for all the halachas just mentioned, and that is Talmud Torah is enjoyable, halachically it's enjoyable, and therefore one is not allowed to learn during this these sad and mournful time. According to our Girsa, Tinoko Shem Yisrael, and the yeshivas are closed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kori Bawakam Shina Raga Likros, Vina Shor Bawakam Shina Raga Lishnos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't even learn something that you're not used to. Aval Kori Yehu B'Iyo V'Bikinus V'Bedorim HaRav Shabbi Yirmiyahu. You're only allowed to learn those sad places. Vitinoko Shem Yisrael and V'Tein Limbo. But he agrees that the yeshivas close. Shene Mar, Pikudi Shem Sharim, Misamchei Leif. Right? Kansar Bar Kamsa is in Gittin. It's not here. Sorry?
Why does it?
So that's what it means. It means the Dvar Maram. Right? It doesn't quote all the Gemaras that, it doesn't quote any Gemara that you're allowed to learn here. It just quotes the Tanakh parts. But we're quoting the, right, this is a Brisa. Right? This is a Brisa. So that's before the Gemara. Okay. A couple of points on this halacha. Some point out, just why do these shivas have to be closed? The kids hate it. Right? Well, you know, what do you call the yeshivas for? So some say it's the rebbeim. It's the rebbeim, they get a geschmack by teaching. So that's why the yeshivas have to be closed. But if you look on the girsa on the bottom, the girsa on the side, the girsa on the roof of the rush, it's really a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir says you don't close the yeshivas. And Rabbi Yehuda says you do close the yeshivas. It's a machlokas, which we'll talk about that in a little more. It sounds like from the Gemara, a couple of important points on this Talmud Torah. It sounds like from the Gemara that there is a heter for on Tisha B'Av to learn the Dvarim Harayim. Rav Soloveitchik felt that it wasn't just a heter, it was a kiyum. One should learn. It was a kiyum of the day. One should learn the Dvarim Harayim in Yirmiyahu and Iov. He says, Lo Hashem Mutu Lalamdam, Lo Hashem Mahavik Kiyum Ba'avilas Hayom. Even though it makes you a little happy, you might say, what do you mean? I enjoy learning, so I have to learn this, so on. But it's still a kiyum of the day and you're allowed to, and that's why he quotes Reb Chaim argued on the Magen Avraham. Reb Chaim says, you're even allowed to learn the Dvarim Harayim Be'iyun. You're allowed to learn, but you might say, the lumdis, give a shir, hilchos avelus. Okay. Magen Avraham says you can't do that. Magen Avraham says you just have to get a cursory and not let him be ma'ayin. Reb Chaim argued. Reb Chaim said, no, it's a kiyum, it's not just a heter. It's a kiyum of the day. If it's a kiyum of the day, then you're allowed to learn that way. Number one, we mentioned in the past the idea of simcha when it comes to Talmud Torah, and just to mention one of the sources again, not to mention all of them, and that's Rava ben Ahar, one of the most beautiful pieces in all of this topic, and that is the Mishnah says in Maseches Nedarim that if I make a neder not to benefit from a city, I'm not allowed to learn the Sifrei Torah of that city. And all the Rishonim say, what do you mean? Why not? There's a principle, mitzvos, lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvah is not called halachically getting hana. If I'm noder hana from a shofar, I can use the shofar for the mitzvah, because that's not considered hana. If I'm noder benefit from a lulav, right? It's not did in the kol. That's not called hana. If I'm noder benefit from a mikvah, I can go into the mikvah as long as it's not 100 degrees outside, because then I'm getting physical enjoyment as well. So why am I usher for the svarim? So the Rashba there in the Nedarim takes out the girsa. He said, no, it doesn't mean Svarim. Says Avram Nahar, one of the Rishonim, no, when it comes to Talmud Torah, that's an exception to the rule. Talmud Torah is mitzvah lehenos, and he quotes our Gemara. He quotes in Adarim Daf Memchaz, he quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara says, an Avel can't learn. Why? Because there's Hana there. By definition, there's Hana there, and therefore, that's why it's included in your neder. The principle of mitzvah lehenos nitnu does not apply to Talmud Torah. There is a machlokes, next point, there is a machlokes, can an Avel who's sitting Shiva learn Zvarim Haraim? Could an Avel learn Yirmiyo? Or Eof? Right? So machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rishonim, some say no, but I look at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lekula. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lekula in Simin Shin Pei Dalid. He says, an Avel Motor Likros, Eof Kinos and Zvarim Haraim should be Yirmiyo. Hanimili by himself, he shouldn't talk to others about it, he should give a shir on it, but the machlokes Rishonim, and we Paskin Lib, we pass in Lakula. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot more to say about Talmud Torah, but maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later. Let's continue. Lo yachal basar l'ishta yayin, four lines from the bottom, Tana. Aval ochlu basar aliyah for the amigito. You're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine at this late in the day and era of Tisha B'Av, but you're allowed to eat very salty meat that doesn't really, isn't called meat anymore. You've just taken all the taste out of it. It's so bland. And you're allowed to drink fresh wine that hasn't been aged at all. So therefore, it's not really good wine yet. Basar maliach akama, how long basar maliach, when is it called basar until? Amar Rav Chinah bar Kana Mishrei de Shmuel, calls man shehi kishlamim, the Girsa says. Rashi explains this, what does it mean? We know shlamim is the longest time you have to eat the carbon. Shlamim, one of the kashikalim, and therefore you have day, night, day. Day, night, day. So basically 2 days. So the Gemara here is saying that the first 2 days, that's not called maliach yet. That's when it's usher. But after these 2 days, if you've been soaking in salt, for then it loses the status of basar, because we see, even after those 2 days of even by those 2 days of shlamim, the Torah still calls shlamim basar. V'yad migidor kama, how long do you have to let it age in order for then it to be usher? Because manshu toses, as long as it's still fermenting and it's bubbling, so then we say that is okay, that's called new wine, and you're allowed to have that. Tana, yayin tozi emom shem gilui, we also have a brisa that a snake does not like fermenting wine, so if it's left out overnight, you don't have to worry about any poison, venom. V'kametisisaso gimel yamim. And how long? 3 days. Meaning after that, it's considered old wine, and it's better wine, and therefore, one would not be able to have it at the Su'udah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kachay Menagel Shor Rav Yehuda Rabbi Loi. This was his minog. Erev Tisha B'Av Mevi'in Lo Patzcha Reva B'Melach. Erev Tisha B'Av used to bring him a dry piece of bread with salt. V'yoshev Bein Tana L'Kirayim. And he used to sit between the oven and the other oven. Right, it's like in between where stuff falls in. Like in between the oven and the wall. Like in the most minuval place in the house. He used to sit on the floor. V'yochav V'shosa Olea Kiton Shomayim. And he's to eat the bread and drink some water. V'dome kimi shemesa muta lefanav. Right, that's the lesson we had before. That's where the Karen Ora gets it from. It's like an onane at that time, like mesa muta lefanav. The Marshal explains you cannot feel like it's something old. You got to feel mamish like it's happening right now. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah Psachim. Makav shalgal asim malacha biyam tisha b'av osin. Makav shalgal shalasos ein osin. We said that. On Tisha B'Av, there's a minog not to do malacha, a minog to do malacha. Where did the minog develop not to do malacha? The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av quotes two reasons. Number one, maybe, as we had yesterday, Hesach Hadas. You're not allowed to be Mesiach Dait, that's why we're not allowed to wash clothes even for afterwards. We said yesterday, Rashi says, because you don't want to have a Hesach Hadas from the Avelus. So that's one reason not to do malacha. And number two is, so we are Mitzta'er more. We're Mitzta'er more. If we're not making any money, so we are Mitzta'er more. That's also part of the Kiyam of the Avelis. Ubechol makom, and in every place, Talmud Chacham betelim, even in a place where other people are doing work, a Talmud Chacham should be batel, and not do work. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, la'olam yasa kol adam atzmo k'Talmud Chacham. Everybody should make themselves like a Talmud Chacham, meaning not to do work. Tani nami hachim, we also had this in Psachim already. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, la'olam yasa adam atzmo k'Talmud Chacham. Everybody should make themselves like a Talmud Chacham, k'tei shi yis'aneh. Right, so that they get the full Kiyum of the fast day. Tanya Idach, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kala Ochel Veshose B'Tisha B'Av, Kilu Ochel Veshose B'Yom HaKippurim. It's the same kind of violation. Obviously, one's Darabanan and one's Daraisa, but violating Tisha B'Av is the same in the eyes of God as violating Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Omer, this you might have heard, Kala Ose Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, Eino Roa Simin Bracha La'Olam. If you do work on Tisha B'Av, there's no Simin Bracha. That's said by the poskim by 2 days. There are 2 days on the calendar that there's not really an Isser Malacha, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Aruah Simen Bracha. What does Ein Aruah Simen Bracha mean? Mishnah Berurah explains in those two places, it means that if you think you're getting ahead, you're going to lose it somewhere else. So don't think you're really getting ahead by doing something that day. It says it by Tisha B'Av and by Purim. Tisha B'Av and Purim. Those are the 2 days where the Shulchan Aruch's kind of like, you know, let's see you stand up for what you believe in. Anyway, is that usur? But it's really, if somebody could be home on Purim and Tisha B'Av, so then for maybe opposite reasons, so then one should inerusim in bracha. Tosus adds in that there should be, I'll take the question a second, Tosus adds in that on the third line of Tosus on top, v'chayev adam litzaer ulama'id bechvodu b'hanaosa. You got to be memaid in your hanaz on Tisha B'Av. This is the makar. Shemayirogel shachev al shnei karim. Usually sleep on two pillows. Ishkav kimal echad. Sleep on one pillow. Meaning we should do something on Tisha B'Av to make ourselves uncomfortable. Yeah.
So how does the statement of Rishon look here about comparing Tisha to Kippur? You're in there.
How does that fit in there? So right. So he says. You see on the side. Yeah. The Rav and the Rosh muhufachim. Divrei Rebbe Kiva or Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel. Meaning he takes it out of order. So meaning it flows a little better. But you're right. It was just put together these statements. What? Why aren't we already worried about Yura? Yeah. So we had that. So the Maris Chayes asked that kasha that we had it then. So what was the answer? Remember what the answer was?
A lot of people don't sit around and do nothing.
When it comes, well, what about, well, that might be one answer. Kama Yosi Ika Peshuka. Maybe people are not doing anything. But also when it comes to Dvarim Shel Tsar, there's no Yura issue. At Dvarim Shel Tsar, there's no issue of Yura, we mentioned. Okay, continuing. Bachachavim Omrim. Anybody does malacha Tisha B'Av, does it not mourn? Eina roa b'simchasa, does not merit seeing its simcha. Shneamar, as it says, simcha is Yushalayim v'gilu ba, kol aleha, sisu, we talk about, so's kol hames ablim aleha. Right, be happy with Yushalayim, all those who mourns for it. Mikan amru, that's why it says, kol hames ablim Yushalayim, zocheh v'roa b'simchasa. Anybody who does proper avilas on Yerushalayim will merit seeing its rebuilding. And whoever does not will not merit its rebuilding. There's an oft-quoted Chasam Sofer on our Gemara. Chasam Sofer says, why is this present tense? Kol Masabal Yerushalayim Zocheh V'Roeh. It should be Yizkeh V'Yireh. What do you mean Zocheh V'Roeh B'Simchasa? You don't see anything. Yizkeh V'Yireh B'Simchasa. If you're Masabal, you'll see it. You'll merit to see it. Says the Chasam Sofer, no. What does it say? By Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu did not accept Tanchumin on Yosef. V'Yema'in Lehisnachem. Why not? What does Rashi there say? You don't accept Tanchumin on a Chai. And somehow, on some level, he knew he was alive. You don't accept Tanchumin on a Chai. Gzeira La'meishin Shachim in Aleif. Right, if somebody's dead, Rahman al-Islam, after 12 months, the Xayri, okay. That's why you need a yard site once every 12 months in order to be ma'orer the Zikaron. But if it's not dead, right, if the thing is still alive, so then by Yemoy Lesnachim. So the Chasam Sofer, that's Pshat here. If you're still being Mas'al in Yerushalayim 2,000 years later, then obviously it's not dead. Obviously there's a basement of Shamala. Obviously it's just waiting to come down. Obviously it's still here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called the Bone Yerushalayim, not the Yibne Yerushalayim. There's a story of Alexander the Great, that when he was going through, I don't know, I've seen this a few places, and it's not in the Megillas HaShas here, along with the Chasam Sofer, but there was one time he was running on a Tisha B'Av night, he was running through the streets of Yerushalayim, and he hears crying, and he goes into one of the shuls there, and he sees these people sitting on the floor, he sees people with sackcloth, and he says, what's going on? They say, we're mourning for our temple. He says, you mourning for your temple? When did your temple give you the story? They said, so many years ago. He says, says the Chasam Sofer, a people that, yeah, you're going to tell me historically it's not.
Napoleon.
Okay, Napoleon maybe. Napoleon. So I saw it last night. They quote, I think they quote Alexander, but I think it's Napoleon. You're right. So he says, people that's sitting on the floor here still mourning, it's definitely going to be rebuilt. What kind of people still mourning? No other nation in the world is mourning the temples of Rome and the temples, look at the crazy kind of, we're still mourning. Our temple's the longest, the farthest gone, and we'll still mourning. Zocheh v'roeh b'simchasa. That's the pshat of the Gemara, why it's in the present tense. Okay. Homer Sipur, the right person, maybe Gula La'olam. So let's get it right. Tanya Nami Hachi, yeah. Shimon HaTzadik met him, yeah. I remember. Right. He was earlier, right. I'm sorry, he was earlier, so it's Napoleon, later. Okay, weiter. Tanya mihochi kolocha bazav shosa yayim v'tisha b'av olav ha'kodzav omer v'tiyavonosam alat mosam. Whoever eats meat and drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, Rashi says this means maybe Erev Tisha B'Av by Sudam of Sekes, about him it says, their sins will be on their bones. their sins will be on their bones. So that's the Gemara. So you read this Gemara, you're like, okay, let's go weiter. A very important Ritva on this line of Gemara. Ritva says there are going to be two Tchias HaMesims. The Ritva says two Tchias HaMesims. The first Tchias HaMesim will happen to those who yearned for the Geula. That's the first Tchias HaMesim. And those who didn't yearn for the Geula, they'll come back later for Yom HaDin. The second Tchias HaMesim. Ritva, little Ritva, three-liner. Pirish, la'en la'atzmosa Tchiyat b'Tchias HaMesim, ha'asir lios b'binya b'is HaMikdash, lo'osan, shemesu b'galas v'chiku li'yeshua. Those who are mechake li'yeshua, they'll get the first Tchias HaMesim, and they'll come back to the b'binya b'is HaMikdash. Aval adayin, but these people, where it says they're not going to have Tchias HaMesim, it says, adayin efshar she'yesh lam Tchiyat b'yom HaDin, shehu achar yimos HaMashiach. Two Tchias HaMesim, says the Ritva. And therefore, this is referring to people who, the ones who are not yearning for Yerushalayim, they will not have the first Tchias HaMesim, but maybe the second. Two dots. Rabbi Yehuda was mechayev b'kfiyas hamita. And the Chachamim were not moda. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, on Tishrav, you have to do kfiyas hamita. So the Gvur Sari here points out that kfiyas hamita was turning over the beds, which we don't do nowadays, either because, the Shulchan Aruch says, either because we don't have those kind of beds that are kfiyas hamita, or Tosas here says, Tosas is Yiras L'Rava, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we're chashin l'kshafim. The almost all of them will think that we're doing something magical, and therefore we don't want to get into trouble. So that's why the minhag is not to turn over our beds anymore. But the Gevura Sari notes that the Kfiyas HaMita of Tisha B'Av and Avelus is very different. Of Tisha B'Av is so you're not comfortable. That's why there's Kfiyas HaMita. Why they do Kfiyas HaMita originally by an Avel, by Shiva? Because the Chazal say that Kfiyas HaMita, there has been a taking away, a lessening of Tzelem Elokim in the world. After Rachman Al-San, somebody is Nifta, there's less Tzelem Elokim in the world. Where was the Tzelem Elokim created? In the bed. That's where Tzelem Elokim was created. That's why we turn over the bed as a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's less Tzelem Elokim, and that's why we turned over the beds. But that's where the Minhag developed of covering the mirrors. What's mirrors have to do with beds? You cover the mirrors because that also, you look in the mirror, you see yourself. Tzelem Elokim. And we don't want to focus on the Tzelem Elokim in a Beis HaAvel, so that is why we cover the mirrors. Rav Soloveitchik had a Chumrah, which is not the Minhag HaOlam, he even covered pictures up. It's quoted in, because pictures, that's also Tzelem Elokim. What do you mean, your Tzelem Elokim? Everybody else's. So Minhag HaOlam is dafka to have more pictures in the Beis HaAvel, right? Not dafka to take them away. Okay, but the mirrors, though, is the Minhag Yisrael, and that comes from the Kfiyas HaMita, based on what we just explained. Okay, let's continue. So Tanya, Amrullah, Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarech, let's say, Rabbi Yehuda, you say this Kfiyas HaMita on Tisha B'Av, Lidvarech, Lubar Shemini Nikos, Matealein. What, you going to say a pregnant woman's got to sleep on the floor? A nursing woman? What, how can you say that? I never meant that. I said if you're able. That's all I meant, the halacha. Only if the ones who are able to. Tani nam yachi. A brisa also supports this. The chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda if it's able, if they're able to do the kfiyas hamita, and the Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the chachamim if they're unable. So my benayos, what's the machlokas about? They both agree to each other. Ika beinayu shar mitos. The machlokas is about other beds, not the avel's bed. So you have to do kfiyas hamita on all the beds in the house, or not. Even the ones in the guest room. Kidatanya, that's the machlokas. As the Brisa says, kishamu lichbos hamita lo mitas bovadu kofe, elakol hamitas kulanu kofe. All the beds. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do all the beds on Tisha B'Av. And the Chachamim say, not. Period. Amar Rava, let's finish up to the two dots. Hilchaza katana didan. The halacha is like tana didan, see on the side. De ka'amar v'lahodu lo chacham kol iker. Rava's not pasking lamaisa. He's pasking which version of the Chacham is correct. So he says the version in our Mishnah, which say that the Chacham don't have any kfiyas hamita on Tisha B'Av. Not that they have kfiyas hamita of the Avos bed. They don't have any kfiyas hamita, period. Why would you have to turn over all the beds in the house? Why would that be? Rav Soloveitchik this developed, and this is said by a little bit in the Aruch HaShulchan even, the source of this. And that is, you find by a number of Hilchas Avelus, there's not just a din in Nihugei Avel, things that an Avel has to do. But he developed the idea that there's something called a base Avel. Halachas that apply to a base Avel. Base Avel, and there are certain rayas that he has from Gemaras. Number one, he says, this din of Kfiyas HaMita, why in the world should you do it in the guest room? That's not a din of the Nilgum and Avel, but it's a base Avel. He felt also against the Minhag HaOlam about Talmud Torah. Learning in a base Avel. He says not just a din in the Avel not being able to learn, but a base, to look at the language of the Gemara. The language of the Gemara, let me get it here, he quotes it. The language of the Gemara, by an Avel, it doesn't say an Avel can't learn. Elsewhere in Moed Katan, it says, Ein Omrin Shmua Va'agada Be'Beis HaAvel. And that's how the Rambam quotes it. So Beis Avel, so he felt even the Mishnayis, the Minhag Olam was learning the Mishnayis, and we should continue doing that, because that's the Minhag Olam. But at least in Lamdas, he felt that he wasn't so convinced, because he felt it didn't Beis Avel. One more, the Aruch HaShulchan says, there's no She'ela Shalom in a Beis Avel, even not with the Avel. A lot of times, we see somebody at a Beis Avel that we haven't seen in 20 years. So what's the usual? Usually give the eyes. You know the law, but said the Aruch HaShulchan says, you shouldn't say hello. Wait till you get outside. First of all, it's Derech Eretz, but he felt halachically that Shalom Shalom is a din in the Beis Avel. I mean, you shouldn't say hello to somebody in the Beis Avel. That's not a makam of Shalom. Right, go outside, you can say Shalom. But it's din in the Beis Avel. So the Kviyas Hamita and the Talmud Torah and the She'elas Shalom. Those are all din in the Beis Avel. That's why you would say that the Kviyas Hamita applies to all the beds in the house and not just to the bed of the Avel. Period. Okay, tomorrow we have the six reasons why Tu B'Av is a Yontif, and B'ez Hashem we finish up. B'ez Hashem will start on time, regular time, and if we happen to finish early and have more time for Karbanos, so be it. But we'll try to like we said, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, Kriyas Karbanos, we mentioned a couple days ago, but we'll try to fill in the time with...